from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You were, what, I don't know, four rows behind me, maybe on the flight?
Yeah, that sounds right.
You got an aisle seat as well. I got an aisle seat, right? That's the goal always.
Okay. I went far enough back to see if there was going to be one in the exit row, and I didn't see much there, so I just stopped and chose an aisle. Okay. I'm aisle or window. I'm open.
And I told you to start the show that, like, you didn't have any issues, and I said I was very annoyed by the person that sat in front of me on the flight, and you said it seems like it's a,
you seem to be running into these problems more than other people.
Let me tell you what happened. You tell me if it's me. I told you, at minimum, I know I didn't do anything wrong. Now, maybe I'm being too picky about the person in front of me. So, it's Southwest. I am sitting on an aisle seat. There's a gentleman in front of me. Even before the plane's taken off, he's doing the, you know, pushing the button and trying to, like, move the seat back. And if you're watching on video, I'm talking about, like, not just slowly, like, he's, like, falling, like, keeps falling back in his chair.
Like, he's really trying to see how far back this thing will go.
Okay. And so I'm 6'3", so you guys, any of us is a little bit taller, can relate to this a little bit. And so that's fine. Like, you have your right to move your seat back, but that's fine. And I usually don't move mine back, because I don't like to be, I think that, I just, in general, I'm like, if everybody doesn't
move mine back.
So, okay, that's fine. That's not the issue.
But it is allowed, so
flight continues, and I have never sat behind somebody that, throughout that, would just, like, kind of lean up and then just put all their weight back and just keep doing this throughout the flight. I don't know, 15, 20 times. And so at this point, my knees are, like, right up against the seat, okay? And my left knee in particular is behind, like, what would be his armrest on the left. So he's got his armrest, and it's down. His arm's against it, but the metal piece obviously comes all the way back, and so my knee's on that.
Sure.
Like, so then,
because there's not a ton of room there, sure.
Right. So then the middle of the flight, all of a sudden, and I'm not, like, I'm watching some random show on Netflix that I had downloaded before called The Union or whatever. It's got, like, Mark Wahlberg and J-Lo in it. Anyway, he slams the armrest back. So, like, your arm's down. Imagine to your left, Cody, you grab it, and, like, instead of, like, slowly putting it up, he, like, flicks it back and jams right into my knee, dude. Into my knee. And
I think he did it on purpose.
Probably not. But still, like, again, know your surroundings a little bit, pal. So that's when I really got pissed, obviously. Because it hurts, man. It hurts for a little bit. So then the rest of the flight, he keeps doing this, like, that keeps doing this lean back. Like, I'm like, what are you, like, I never said anything to him. I don't know if he had any clue what was going on. So then the rest of the flight, I definitely was the guy. Then my knee.
This is where you're in the wrong.
No.
Now you're punishing this guy because he's doing things he doesn't understand.
What, he just gets to
now
do
you're going
to
just jam your knees into his back for fun?
He gets to, well, it wasn't into his back, but I made sure that seat wasn't ever moving back again. I'll tell you that. My knees were up. He's the one that was the issue. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm totally.
He's just trying to get comfortable. You're trying to make him uncomfortable.
No, he made me uncomfortable. Okay?
But he wasn't trying to.
Oh.
He was trying to make himself comfortable.
I call BS on that. So, no, I mean, he didn't say, like, he kept, like, looking back, too, as well. Like, yeah, dude, there's a guy sitting behind you. That's how it goes. This is how this works.
Really unfortunate for him, I guess, that the tall guy was behind him and not somebody else. There wasn't,
he wasn't even that
full of a flight. Why was there a problem?
He wasn't even that big of a dude. It's not like it was like bigger than me, but that's, you know, as like he's 6'3" and a little buff, I would say. But
okay.
But still, and the person to my left was with me because they kind of put their hands up like pointing at
what's this guy doing?
I'm like,
okay, at least you had a little support, then I'm a little more likely to believe your story.
I think you had.
Also, should I have said something?
Yes.
Should I have said, hey, man, because then that causes it. Then we have an issue.
No.
We've got an issue.
It depends on how close you are to the end of the flight. Like, if this is an hour and a half in and you've already made it halfway, just keep your mouth closed. Get through the rest of the flight. The guy's not going to be sitting in front of you on your way home from
the flight. Text line's defending me here.
Yes.
On my side.
As they should be.
I appreciate it. And by the way, yeah, you're right. Halle Berry was in that movie, not J-Lo. But that J-Lo was on the mind because she just got divorced from...
I feel like you
had the right to at least say... Like, I think it all goes back to how you say it, you know, Gold. I feel like if you just
problems.
Said, hey, do you mind? Like, you're banging into my knee here, and it's a little painful. Do you mind just... calming down.
Yeah.
I don't
calming?
Know.
You can't tell someone to calm down.
Yeah.
That's
right.
The worst kind of phrase.
That's
you could
a problem.
Use. Saying calm down.
Sure.
Can I ask a question about like this plane etiquette that comes up all the time?
Oh, boy.
And people's just endless frustration over people who stand at the end of the flight. I've never had a problem with it.
Oh, that's another one.
So let me ask this. Am I allowed to stand at the end of the flight if it's just to stretch out?
I'm
not trying to cut in front of you. Why am I not allowed to stand? Like, what is this? I mean, what is this? Russia? I can't stand? I'm not trying to cut in front of you. It's tight. It's uncomfortable. Alex's knees have just been banged into for the last 3 hours. I can't just physically get up and stretch. That's no good.
Just make sure you're not getting into the aisle.
Yeah, you don't.
Why?
You know? Don't get in the
Who
aisle.
Who am I blocking from being in the aisle?
It's not as much the standing up. Is the person that stands up and then tries to race to the front of the plane and cut 12 people to save himself 25
You're already
seconds.
Opening up the compartment to get your bag out. Yeah.
Don't you stand up? You start just relax. Just relax. That didn't happen on this flight. That was annoying because we were up front of the plane, so it wasn't a problem. That is we've talked about that before. But
why
this
can't
thing,
I just stand and stretch?
Yeah.
Someone said you should have said something just politely.
Can you calm
down there, sir?
He had headphones on. He had headphones on, and I don't know if he was sick. He had a mask on as well. I was like, I'm not getting into this. This could have gone south in a lot of different
ways. That's a fair
point. It was the closest I've ever been to actually being tap, tap.
Do you mind?
Excuse me. I understand you. Can you be careful about continuing to put your seat back? But then I could have been so nice about it, and then he still would have been. He could have been an a-hole back.
You don't know how it's going to go.
And then you got the whole flight, and it's a problem. So I think he knew what he was doing because he looked back multiple times, but he didn't care. I mean,
he looked
throwing his
at
body back
in
the seat.
That makes it worse. I think you absolutely had the right to say calm down.
No, don't say calm again.
No,
he does not want to get a federal marshal dragging his ass off a flight. Because Alex is somehow part of a fight. Not saying he started it. If you say calm down.
What would you have done if I would have said something, he said, and he punches me? I mean, the radio content would have been incredible.
Yeah, I'm not getting in the
but,
way.
I mean, would I have been allowed to punch back, or would I have had to just take it because I would have got kicked off the plane?
It's a great question.
I would have had to just take the punch.
I think so.
Which sucks. You would have had to take the punch, Drew, because if you are actually continuing the fight, your ass is getting thrown off the plane, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.